We've already drafted a report that will go to the National Assembly. What has happened is that three people have been appointed. Remember that our positions were not the same. Honourable Van Dyke and Honourable Teddy would remember that. The positions were not the same. There were those two full-time and one was a replacement of a resignation. So we have appointed and the subcommittee has also made an identification who will be a substitute for the resigned period. Every member was interviewed, knows that information, and was made to understand it accordingly. So, honourable members, there was no dispute. We all agreed. There was consensus in terms of the names that had been, that succeeded in terms recommended from the subcommittee. And let me just take you through the names. It is it's Palisa Kadi, and Palisa, I'm sure it's that's why I requested the entity to actually go out, because it's part of one of the entities. It's Mr. Tamsanan Tenteni, and it's Mr. Jabulani Blose, we need to indicate that Jabulani Blose is from also the disability sector. He cannot speak. He's deaf, yes. Yeah. So those are the names that we have recommended. I wonder if the portfolio agrees, then can I see if the court approves so that I then go through the drafted report for the portfolio committee. We have done the interviews. Okay. What I need, I just need to find out from the portfolio committee, do you accept our report as a subcommittee? So that I then can take this for our report. Thanks. Okay, it was anonymously adopted. Thank you, portfolio committee. When I say anonymously, I mean, I also include yourself, Honorable Van Dyke. No, I'm watching your hands very closely. I really wanted to see it moving. No, it's one committee, Honorable Van Dyke. Okay. Yes. That one.
For us to assess the entity to also correct on our side, the vacancies that the president has to make, the one from the Association of Broadcasters, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Print and Digital Media South Africa. We have since, as a department, asked for the two bodies to forward names, because we wanted to assist while this parliamentary process is going. We had the sequence in terms to say if we get the nominations from the two bodies, then the president will be able to fill a point so that it is the board is correct. Yes. And the other presidential appointee has already been done. So it was for the other three, that is just expired. The other two from the broadcaster side and the print and digital media side. Yes. So the undertaking was that we're going to get the names later by today. So we speak with them, but then we'll quickly forward the memo to the president to confirm that. And because that is truly nomination for those respective two bodies. Thank you.
Very glad, Minister, to hear that. You know, so meaning that all of us are really playing our part to make sure that they do correct. Okay, now, honourable members, I'm going to then quickly take you through the report that will be will sit on the ATC, goes to the National Assembly for us to then from our side finalise the part. Well, we do have to wait for the National Assembly to see. The Portfolio Committee on Communications, having considered the two letters from the President of the Republic informing the Assembly that MDTA board member Mr. René Alicia Smith had tendered her resignation in terms of Section 61B of the MDTA Act 2002, and the term of office of Mr. Penyo Nongani will expire on the 13th of January in terms of Section 8/2 of the Act, and requesting the Assembly to commence with the process of recommending in accordance with the principles set out in Section 4.1 of the Act suitable candidates to fill these vacancies. That's one. Two, informing the Assembly that MDDA board members Mr. Robert Dingisa Ngona, appointed until 22 January, has tendered his resignation in terms of 6.1. Requesting the Assembly to commence with the process of recommending in accordance with the principles set out in Section 4/1b of the Act a suitable candidate to fill the vacancy for the unexpired portion of the terms of office reported, it's now reporting as follows. The committee advised the call for nomination of persons to serve on the MDDA board. The committee received 46 nominations and subsequently shortlisted 13 candidates. They were all on the ATC. I'm sure members did see them, but we have also outlined them, that which were the 13 candidates that were there. The above-mentioned candidates were interviewed in open meetings of the 31st March and 1st April 2015. The committee deliberated and anonymously resolved that the following candidates be recommended to serve on the MDDA board: Palisa Gadi, Mr. Thamsan Matendeni, and Ms. Palisa Gadi and Mr. Thamsan Matendeni will serve the full term, and Mr. Jabulani Blosa will serve the unexpired portion of the term of a member who resigned until 22nd January 2016. So that is the report. I'm putting it forward for adoption. If there's any mover, it's moved by Honorable Van Selfwijk, seconded by Honorable Mashoba. Thank you. Am I calling it right, Mashoba? Thank you. Honorable members, this is what we just needed to do. Okay? So it means it will go to the National Assembly. Thank you so much. We can have our lunch. Thanks, Minister. And also your task from that other side of two members.
Thank you.